Let's talk about overcoming spending and debt and guilt and those emotions that show up. If we haven't met yet, I'm your host, Amy Sarka, the host here of Beyond the Numbers. I also host a podcast, Your Money, Your Life. I'm a money confidence coach and bookkeeper. I make money simple for female entrepreneurs and small business owners who are ready to ditch the financial stress, struggle, and frustration. I blend step-by-step strategy, mindset work, and emotional regulation to go beyond the numbers. Hence the name of the summit, so that you can create unstoppable finances, build an unstoppable business, and truly enjoy your unstoppable life. I truly believe that it's not just about what you know or what you do, but who you are while you take those action steps. So, this conversation, when it comes to debt and guilt and overspending. This is probably one of the biggest things that I see clients come to me for help with, and really one of the biggest things that I see in my audience in general. So, the goal today is we're going to release that guilt to embrace a more empowered and mindful approach to finances. Because when we can recognize where the guilt comes from, where it shows up, we can make those shifts and our mindset and start to heal our relationship with money. Because a lot of times this guilt that's showing up really isn't even from us. There's so much programming that goes on, things that we've been taught that aren't really true. And it's just kind of like, hey, that's the thing that we say. So let's get to the root cause. So oftentimes, again, it can stem from emotional triggers. This can be stress related. This can be lack of self-worth, that we don't feel worthy. We can feel like we're missing out on something. I have a whole guide that talks about that. But the key here is I need you not to beat yourself up for it. Like, that's not gonna do us any good, right? You've made the choices. The things that we're talking about here, overspending in the past, debt, those choices, those are things that happened in the past, right? There's nothing that you can do right now in this moment to undo it. Do you have a time machine? Because if you do, then you've got a whole, like, your business is solved. Like, you've got crazy kind of demand. Because think about all the things that people would want to undo. But we don't have that, right? So, what good does beating yourself up over choices that you made in the past? What does it do? It just creates more stress, more shame, maybe even more decisions that you're going to regret down the road. We're just snowballing the effect. We don't want to, this is where people get trapped in avoidance, that they don't want to avoid. They don't want to look at their finances. They don't want to look at your bookkeeping. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow. I've got a whole session that talks about that. But these things that show up, we're just compounding the problem. So instead of beating yourself up for decisions that we can't change anything in the past at, we need to shift how we look at them. Okay. So there's a couple quick tools that I can give you when it comes to the spending portion. We'll start with one key thing. The 24-hour rule is a simple rule to help you with the overspending. I've got a whole strategy inside what I teach is called Budgeting Simplified. That's my budgeting, personal budgeting system. You have a whole category within your budget for your personal spending. It's called the play account. So it's the money designated for you to go have fun with, to help train, hey, when I make more money, I'm going to be able to go do more fun. We need to have that positive money association. So you have your play account within your finances when we've got that all set up, right? But when we use the 24-hour rule, that's the key that we're going to focus on here in this moment. Waiting 24 hours before you make a decision, because we're going to wait out the emotional wave to see if it's actually something you really want. Doesn't matter if it's on sale. It doesn't matter if there's a fast action bonus or something that'll end. Unless you've already made the decision ahead of time before the sale happened that this was a purchase you're going to make. I've done this before with an Instant Pot. I knew I wanted the Instant Pot. It went on sale for Amazon Prime Days. I went ahead and bought it then because I had set the intention beforehand that it was something I was going to purchase. I wasn't purchasing it out of impulse in that manner. But if you are somebody who impulse spends, by taking that step back, making yourself wait 24 hours before you make that purchase, you're going to be able to ride that wave. If you know human design, I'm an emotional authority. And if you are as well, we have to give ourselves that space to make the decision when we're not doing it out of the emotional high, really excited, or an emotional low, because there can be fear and FOMO and stress and like, okay, if you don't do this thing, like this isn't going to work. Those emotions here, we need to write those out. So that's like what you do tactically moving forward. Okay. There's some quick strategies there. 24-hour rule, having the play account built into your personal budget. Those are two key things. We also have one on the business side as well, but we could talk about that later. So that's like future. This is kind of how we can get a handle on it. The other key piece, though, I want to make sure I mention when we're looking at the future and future purchases and those things, keep an open mind. Because if you're looking to reduce your expenses, and I'll get to here in a minute that I don't feel like we need to cut it all. I don't feel like we need to cut all of our expenses. That's not the solution. And we'll talk about why here in a minute when we talk about the debt. But if you are wanting to be able to reduce your expenses, here's the key. You need to be open to it. You need to expect that it can happen. Instead of looking at this is the way it is and we're stuck here. This is where we're at for the next year, whatever it might be, our electricity bill, your mortgage, your rent, grocery bills, it doesn't matter. Being open to the idea that there could be something that shows up for you, an idea that you had, a service that comes to mind, somebody that comes into your life with a solution. The solution could be out there. And if you're not open to the idea, you're not going to see it. So I can't tell you how many times it's like, this is just the way it is. These are my set business expenses. There's no way I can cut anything else. These are my set personal expenses. There's no way I can cut anything else. And we're so focused. We're so limited. We can't see the possibility. Just open yourself up to the possibility that things could change. Things could improve. Maybe the income can show up. Maybe the expense will be lowered. Whatever it might be, being open to that possibility. All right. Now, let's tackle the debt portion of it, because debt and that guilt over those expenses shows up for so many people. And we'll go on to no spend challenges. And there's so much shame that can be created around debt. And you shouldn't have that. Debt is just debt, right? Like there's not a reason to sit there and beat yourself up over it. Think about the power of that. That you were able to borrow money that you hadn't received yet to be able to buy something that, even if you've changed your mind now, at the time you felt like you needed. How powerful must you be to be an energetic match for that amount of a loan? Like, how amazing is that? And if you're a match for that much that you were able to borrow $20,000, $200,000, whatever it might be, that you were able to borrow that, wouldn't you be a match for the revenue to be able to pay it off? Even if it doesn't make sense from a logical perspective, this is where we can get caught up looking at the numbers. And I'm going to give you that tactical strategy here in just a second on what we focus on instead. But if you sit there and look at it, like so many experts will teach you with the debt roll down method, which I do recommend you use the debt roll down method, but we don't want to get so focused on it that that's the thing that we're focused on. It's like, okay, it's going to take X amount of months to pay off. That's not possibility thinking. What if a client showed up tomorrow and paid you $10,000? Could that happen? Maybe it's not 10,000. Maybe that's too far out of reach. Maybe it's 5,000. Maybe you could get an unexpected check in the mail. There's a powerful exercise you can go through in writing 50 ways that you could receive money. How could it show up for you? What could happen? Because when we can get into that energy of possibility, we're not stuck in where we're at right now. So yes, debt roll down method is the best method that I feel to pay off debt, but a lot of them work. So that's like the strategy there, the tactical strategy. Yes, do the debt roll down method. The reason why I love the debt roll down method is because it helps you see results faster. If you don't know what the debt roll down method is, I can put a link to a podcast episode that I did that explained all of that, because we're not going to have time in the session today. But debt roll down is great. But I don't want you to focus on the debt, because that, again, is based off a lack. It's also been proven that if you go all hardcore with your debt payoff focus, like several gurus recommend, most aren't successful. I have a very, very small success track record. Because if you've heard of yo-yo dieting, we yo-yo finance. So you will do great for a little bit with your no spend challenge or whatever it might be that you're cutting back, and you'll make progress with paying off the debt. But eventually, if we haven't changed our habits with like the play account, like the 24-hour rule, some of those things that we talked about there, if you haven't changed those habits, especially, you're going to end up that you get back into debt, then more. It's also, if you're focusing on get out of debt, get out of debt, get out of debt, the mindset piece here, we end up telling ourselves, like we're still saying, get out of debt, get out of debt. So even if you are successful, within 5 years, 75% are back into debt in the same position they were at or worse because you've sat there and focused on the debt. So you end up that you go get back into debt just so you have debt to pay off. The switch is simple. I want you to focus on your net worth instead. Your net worth is the true financial picture of where you're at because it takes your assets minus your liabilities, and it shows both. So as your business grows, your net worth grows. As you pay off debt, your net worth grows. And you can truly see where you're at without focusing on the lack. And that can continue to grow and expand, especially when you step into that possibility and believe like things can change. And things can change now. We talked a little bit about this on day one with removing the timeline. Because we get so caught up in like 5 + 5 = 10. Okay, great. But what if there was another 5 that was added in there? So then it's 5 + 10 = 15. And then you're making that much more progress because extra can be added in, looking at what could show up instead of being stuck in what is. We have to look at that possibility thinking, but still take the tactical step-by-step strategy. We still have these strategies in place, like your 24-hour rule, like the play account, those tactical things in place to help guide us. But we've stopped beating ourselves up because beating yourself up over things that you've already spent is going to do no good. You can overcome these things. You can totally get past this, but we have to approach it from a place of empowerment, from a place of confidence and control. There's so much that we can dive in here. Like I can get on my soapbox and talk about this for forever, but your action step / reflection for this session, I want you to pick one area that you're beating yourself up for overspending or spending money on. And I want you to find 10 benefits from that. Now, if it's tax related, we'll dive into more of that tomorrow, but you can still do this exercise. So what did that expense, or maybe it's a category of expenses, you've spent this money on your business. What are 10 benefits that have showed up from you because you made that investment, because you paid that money for that expense? You're going to start to shift where you feel things at. Now you're doing the mindset work and it's powerful. I know you're starting to see some of these patterns. If you are ready to go deeper, regulate your emotions, take action, feel confident in your choices, and finally embody the version of you who doesn't just know it, but lives it, then I would love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience, where aligned action meets unstoppable confidence. To see all the details and enroll, simply visit amycerca.com / unstoppable.